Here's Donald Trump saying that the only way that he's going to get to heaven is if he becomes president and does a good job.
And once I get in, I will do my thing that I do very well. And I figure it's probably maybe the only way I'm going to get to heaven. So I better do a good job. Okay? Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
So again, what he's saying is that he has to do good to go to heaven. Is that true? Do you have to be good to go to heaven? What do you have to do to go to heaven? Well, the Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. So nobody's good. Nobody's perfect. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we all have sinned. Sinning is basically breaking God's laws. If you've ever told one lie in your entire life, you're guilty of sin. And notice it says, come short of the glory of God. We all come short. So we don't measure up to what God expects. We're all sinners. And the reason I show you this is because the Bible says there's a penalty for sin. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. So the reason we one day die is because of our sin. What we earn for our sin is death. But when our physical body dies, it's not over for us at that point. The Bible talks about a second death. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So what is the second death? Well, it's being cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then it says, it lists a whole bunch of sins, a lot of bad things. And then it says, all liars. Now, we've all told lies before in our life. And let's face it, we've done worse things than lying. But it says, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, we all have sinned. And because of our sin, we deserve to go to the lake of fire. But the good news is, God loves us. He doesn't want us to have to pay this punishment of going to hell in the lake of fire. Here's what God did for us. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And what this is talking about 2,000 years ago, God became a man. His name was Jesus. He was born of a virgin. And he lived a perfect life. He never sinned. Not one time. And he died on a cross. And when he was on that cross, he took every sin that you've done and every sin I've done, and it was as if he had done it. He died for our sins on the cross. He paid the penalty for us. Then he was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. Now, it is true that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. He died for everybody. But does that mean that everybody's going to heaven? Well, no. I mean, we just read where people are being cast into the lake of fire. So everybody's not going to heaven. So what do we have to do to be saved from the lake of fire? How do we get saved from hell? Well, the Bible tells us. It says, what must I do to be saved? And the answer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, according to this verse, what you have to do to be saved is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice, it doesn't say that to be saved you have to go to church. It doesn't say you have to be baptized to be saved. It doesn't say you have to turn from sin and live a good life to be saved. Now, while all these are good things, it's good to go to church. It's good to get baptized after you're saved. It's good to try to turn from sin and not sin and live a good life. But all these things are not going to save you. The only thing that's going to save you is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And not just believing that he existed. No, that's not what it's talking about. It's putting your trust on him, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on what Jesus has done for you. Believing that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. That's what you have to do to be saved. It has absolutely nothing to do with works or being good. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So notice, salvation is a gift of God. And a gift is something that you don't have to earn. A gift is free. The one giving the gift is the one that paid for it. And Jesus paid for the gift of everlasting life when he died for our sins on the cross. He did all the work. Here's the most famous verse in the entire Bible. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And again, notice it says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting means forever. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Notice it says eternal life, everlasting life, eternal life. It means forever. So once you receive the free gift of eternal life, it's yours forever. There's nothing you can do to lose your salvation. Now suppose I gave you a gift for your birthday, and I said, "This is your gift. It's yours forever." And I come back for any reason at all and take that gift from you. Was I telling the truth when I told you it was an everlasting, eternal gift? No, you'd call me a liar, right? Now, the good news is, God cannot lie. When he says eternal life, he means it. The Bible says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." So, when you believe on Jesus and ask him to save you and receive the gift of eternal life, it's yours forever. There's nothing you can do to lose your salvation. Once you're saved, you're always saved. You didn't have to do anything to earn your salvation, and you don't have to do anything to keep your salvation. It's a free, eternal gift. So what do you have to do to receive this gift? Well, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Doesn't say you might be saved. It says you shalt be saved. And notice it says, believe in thine heart. You see, God's looking at your heart and what you truly believe. He's just not looking at words you say. If you believe that you are guilty of sin, and because of your sin, you deserve to go to hell, but you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and that he rose again from the dead, you shall be saved. It's as simple as that. Now all you have to do is ask God to save you. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So if you believe this, I would like to help you call on the Lord to save you right now. Just simply pray this prayer and let God know what you believe and ask him to save you. Simply pray, "Dear Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I know I deserve to go to hell. But I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Please save me right now and take me to heaven when I die. I am only trusting in you, Jesus. Amen." Well, if you believe and ask God to save you, you can be 100% sure that you'll go to heaven when you die. Be sure to like this video and be sure to spread it around. Share it with other people. And stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.